It's Monday, September 9th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A high-speed chase through Rice Lake on Sunday evening ended with a crash and the driver in custody. A recall for eggs from Wisconsin amid a salmonella outbreak. One person was killed inside an apartment in Siren when a truck crashed through a wall. And we have a winner of the Lovin' the Lake Pontoon giveaway contest. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A white sedan led police on a high-speed chase through Rice Lake Sunday evening before crashing on Highway 48 outside of Birchwood. Reports and videos from witnesses describe the vehicle speeding down Knapp Street, Lakeshore Drive, and Main Street in Rice Lake before it sped north on Highway 48. It crashed in the ditch outside of Birchwood. Photos from the scene showed the vehicle on its side and officers at the car with weapons drawn. Rice Lake police said the driver, 28-year-old Raul A.O. Velasquez, was in custody in the Barron County Jail. Preliminary charges included fleeing, OWI causing injury, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. We don't yet know what prompted the chase. Rice Lake Police Department is handling the investigation and will be releasing more information. Wisconsin health officials have initiated a recall of eggs following an outbreak of salmonella infections among 65 people in 9 states that originated on a Wisconsin farm. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services said Friday that among those infected by salmonella are 42 people in Wisconsin where the eggs are believed to have been sold. The department said the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan through retail stores and food service distributors. The recall was issued by Milo's Poultry Farms of Bondouil and includes eggs sold under the label Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. The department advises anyone who ate the eggs and is experiencing symptoms to contact a healthcare provider. Symptoms include diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, and vomiting lasting several days. One person is dead after a truck crashed into an apartment in northwest Wisconsin. Burnett County deputies say a truck drove through the wall of an apartment in Siren late Friday morning and killed a resident inside. The driver of the vehicle was taken for questioning and treatment. The case is under investigation and neither the victim nor the driver have been named. A man accused of murder in Eau Claire is dead. Raymond Newport has a story.
Police saying Scott Jenkins repeatedly shot and killed his sister Michelle Jenkins August 29th. Detectives say they used surveillance footage to ID Scott as the shooter. They went to his home in Rochester, Minnesota to try and arrest him, but he was not there. He was spotted on Friday on the highway in Winona, Minnesota, and pulled over by officers, but when they approached his car, Scott shot and killed himself. The case remains under investigation. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Donald Trump was back in Wisconsin over the weekend. Bob Haig tells us more.
The former president's rally in Mosinee was billed as an address on the economy, but the Republican presidential candidate remained unscripted, addressing topics from foreign policy.
And if I don't win this election, Israel, with comrade Kamala Harris at the helm of the United States, is doomed. Israel is doomed.
To his pledge of mass deportations of illegal migrants.
And you know, getting them out will be a bloody story. Should have never been allowed to come into our country.
Trump's Saturday visit to Wisconsin followed Friday's news that former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney intends to vote for Democrat Kamala Harris. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
WJMC's, WKFX's, and WAQE's Lovin' the Lake contest pontoon was given away at Fossbite's Inchitech on Saturday. The winner was Jolie Schultz of Savage, Minnesota. From hundreds of qualifiers, she was the last of 20 names drawn to put the key in the lock to win the pontoon.
Oh my God, I'm so freaking excited. Key number 20, last key in the bucket. I won the pontoon. I'm so excited, so excited. I thank everybody for the sponsors and everybody who put this together, and I'm so excited and thankful. You never know, you never know. And when they kept going and everybody's like, now you got 10 chances, 9 chances. And when the last guy didn't do it and one key left, I knew it was mine. That's so exciting.
You'll likely see the boat on the Chetek chain of lakes. Schultz said she camps at and works at Wolf's Den Resort on Prairie Lake. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.